Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello and welcome everyone to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I am Rainey Hale, so you know this is Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, August 20th, and I'm back home. If you were with us last week, you know I was in my original home, where I grew up in Northwest Montana, and it was beautiful, and I love it, and I miss it. And it's always good to get home, but it's always hard to leave, you know, some of those places that you love and the people that you get to see there. But I'm home now. Back in Portland area here in the Pacific Northwest, and we've had some heat here too. It's been, gosh, the last 2 days it's only been 80s, but Saturday and Sunday, and I think into Monday maybe was only 90s, but Saturday and Sunday was over 100, which for us is just hot for us. We're not used to that kind of heat. Over 100 here is not fun. Before I say hi to Nate, I just want to remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. We almost always have a phone number or a website or something like that that you're going to want to write down, so you want to be ready for that. And please press one on your phone. Do it, and please do it now so that we know how many people we that want to chat with us so we have time to get to everybody. And, you know, we'd really love to hear from you because that's a big part of what this show is all about is hearing from all of you guys because it helps all of us learn. So that would be great. We do, just as a reminder, we do for this call need to keep the questions, comments, testimonials, all that to horses using the horse unit and really behavioral and training type discussions. So with that said, I'm going to say hi to Nate. Hi, Nate.
Hey, good morning, Rennie. It is always fun to be back, and I also, sorry for the problem last week. Believe it or not, we've actually had to go back and get a landline phone, which is crazy. We've been without it for so many years, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
So hopefully you can hear me okay here, although I'm not using my landline today. But anyway, yeah, hey, it's always good to be with you guys, and there's a lot of exciting things coming up. Cindy and myself, actually, this last week, we did the taping for our breakout session for the online convention, and that'll be shown on Friday, and so we have some great information there. And just put in a real plug for those of you that are new to Beamer, and you want to get some more information, it's always good to plug into the conventions. It gives you a bigger view of what's going on out there. Let you know that we are an actual viable big company that is changing lives one person at a time and one horse at a time. And so, yeah, on that Friday, and there'll be some information coming out, laying out all the different topics and breakout sessions of training. But Friday we will have a session about horses. And then you want to make sure on Saturday to plug in because we also have the panel of our equine ambassadors. And so that's going to be some great information that you're going to get to hear from high-end level professionals of what the Beamer is doing for not only themselves but also for their horses. And so please go ahead and register for $50. It gives you options to win for that $50, all kinds of different prizes. And so if you haven't registered for the online convention, I would just recommend to do it right away.
Yeah, absolutely. And for those of you who've never been to, you know, a convention that Beamer does, I've been to several, and they are amazing. And I'm never disappointed. There's always great information, great speakers, great panels, so much great stuff. Of course, we've never done the online version, so that'll be new to all of us. But I don't expect any different. I don't expect any less. You know, Beamer does everything so well. So I'm very much looking forward to both days. So that should be really, really great. And I encourage everyone to register, because it is going to be a great event. And you're guaranteed to learn a lot and be impressed by everything that the company has going, is doing, is planning. So please do that. And I think there's Tiff. Yeah. Hi, Tiff.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I am just hooked out of the horse trailer and headed down the road. So good to be here. And we've got a lot of fires out here in Western Colorado right now, so it's a little smoky in the air. But we're getting through it, I guess.
Well, thanks for coming on. It sounds like you've got a busy day, so I appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, of course.
We do have one caller, but I wanted to talk a little bit about my time in Montana. I did a couple horse demos, and I did, you know, a couple people demos. I did a big presentation, kind of in this open area. It was really fun. But the horse one, and I talked about those Morgans last week, and I just wanted to thank Britt, who I have not gotten back to yet. She gave me a call, and she was just giving me some, you know, some tips about how to help with a horse that's maybe, you know, in the stall and not dealing well with that, because that Morgan I had was in a little bit of an accident, and so they were keeping her stall bound, and she was not very happy about it. And, you know, honestly, I'm so grateful that she called me and told me, because for some reason with this new V3, I forget to use it on the pole. With the other one, that was always my go-to place, you know, with the cuff the way it was, that was, you know, the pole was kind of my go-to place for, unless they had another, you know, specific local problem that we were trying to address. But for this new one, I don't know, maybe it's the shape of it that just gets it out of my head. But that was her recommendation, is to, for those horses that are, you know, in the stall and not loving being cooped up like that, is to put that, you know, the new cuffs right up there on the pole. And I, unfortunately, I'd already left and taken my Beamer with me, so I didn't get a chance to use it on that Morgan Chrome. But I did call and let the owners know that was a suggestion, and we probably should have tried that. The other reason why I didn't think about it is because she had some leg things because of the accident. So we were really kind of concentrating on that for a physical thing, and using the, you know, the full body, blanket for more of the behavioral type stuff. So, but I really wanted to say thanks to Britt for giving me a call and telling me about that, first of all, taking her time to tell me about that. And then, you know, just for the reminder, because like I said, it's something that I forget about now. And I think it's because they're leg shaped. they're shaped that we think they're leg, you know, boots. We keep calling them, you know, boots, but they really are truly cuffs, and they can be used other places. And so I just want to thank her for that reminder.
You know,
Nate, were you going to add something?
With that,
yeah.
Rainey,
go ahead.
Yeah. With that, I mean, it's funny because actually that cuff, in my opinion, fits better on the pole. Because of that little curve in it, and then also you're actually getting the neck at the same time, and so it works really well, and it just kind of saddles the neck and will sit there even without an additional strap, which I recommend you still put the extension, maybe even from the old V2, put that on one of the connections and just help strap it onto the neck and head, but it works really well. So yeah, you're right. Don't forget to do that.
Yeah. All right. So we do have a caller. So let's go ahead and get to whoever that is. We've got area code 678. Area code 678. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, my name is Susie, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, Susie.
And I just want to say I really don't know much of anything about horses, but I have been having a great time beaming horses at a rescue barn, and just listening to the training that, you know, y'all have online. And then one of the owners has been working with me, and we've used her horse, who suddenly has some, she's 27 years old, and she has some major, well, she lost an eye. but she had an abscess behind it. And so the Beamer has really helped that eye heal up after they removed it. And it's amazing what it looks like now compared to what it did 2 weeks ago. But we were using, I was hoping she'd get on the call, but she's not here. We've been using the cuff for her front legs because they were stiff. Well, suddenly she has, I guess I'm not supposed to say, but something that horses have that has pressure on their frogs and their hooves, laminitis. And, I mean, she's just down for the count practically. And we stopped beaming her front legs because, I don't know, if it was, the vet didn't seem to think it was making it worse, but can you give me any experience with that?
Yeah. So, Susie, well, we can't, really talk about medical stuff, on this call. I can definitely say that, circulation in general can benefit a lot of issues, and uh-huh. that, I wouldn't be necessarily afraid to do that. But I think we've also, like we were just talking about, using that on the pole. Putting that cuff on the pole seems to help, really systemically with a lot of different things too. So I might try that too, instead of, maybe directly onto the legs if maybe that's a concern. So, yeah.
Okay.
Well, and too with that, in appreciation of, maybe you are a new distributor, not that familiar, specifically on this call, we can't call out any actual disease states or give any kind of information that we are actual veterinarians, which I am not.
Right.
But that's why we do have the usage-support email that you can go to and just put in equine. Let them know that in the subject matter it's just equine. So you can have Dr. Marlies Vonk respond, and she can give you some better information. Okay, so make sure that you do that. And because as a FDA registered device, we need to make sure that we're compliant and we're not healing, treating, or curing. But we can get you some correct advice through our hotline with Dr. Vonk. So.
Okay, and who is it, Dr.?
Dr. Marlies. Marlice Vonk, Vonck.
CK. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. And you would go to usage-support.beamer.services. Sorry.
Usage-support@beamer.services. Okay, great.
Okay.
But it's
Thanks
been great fun watching the horses relax and chill out, and even the farriers have noticed the difference in the horses that I beamed right after.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's a fun thing to watch. I advise everyone to watch a horse being beamed, because it's a really fun, visual response that you don't necessarily get to see with, with people or other animals. So.
Yeah. It's been fun. Thank you so much for all y'all support.
Thanks so much.
Appreciate
Susie.
It.
No problem. Thank you so much for calling in.
Mm. Okay.
All right. And that was all we had for actual people that want to talk to us this morning. So I don't know, Tiff, if you've got some stories to share. Sounds like you're on your way somewhere fun.
Yeah, we're headed to a fraternity this weekend in Salina, Utah again. So, again, I just keep seeing all the time more and more of what Beamer can do. And the biggest thing is getting them in that natural state, that relaxation. Getting them the ability to do what they naturally already should do, but just giving them the tools to do so and relax and get their guts working again. And if they're stressed, those are things that just stop because of the biological part of the horse and how they operate. So the fact that we can put the Beamer blanket on and the cuffs in certain areas that we want to help them to just calm, relax, and do what the body is naturally capable of already doing. We're just giving it the tools to do so to help with prevention, regeneration, and just overall health. So it's just been a huge difference, and the people that I've gotten to introduce it to are just blown away. So I just encourage Susie on the other line there from Georgia to keep doing it and continue to Beamer horses, because it's when people see the difference, because it's really not like anything else, they can't help but notice what it does.
Yeah, absolutely, Tiff. And, you know, what I always think about for, like, thank you so much for all the work that you're doing and sharing Beamer with all these people. But, you know, when we think about what you guys are doing, you're, I mean, for to have one device that you can just, you know, travel with very easily and apply very easily and use very easily, you know, we're talking 5 to 15 minutes, that can help with both the stress from the travel, the stress from the new place, the stress from the competition, And then not only with all of that, but just, you know, any kind of physical things, like, you know, and like little things that might come up from the travel, from the show, from the things like that. So you've got this one device that you can use for so many different things. And it helps you and it helps the horse from both a, you know, performance aspect and a safety aspect, and a just, you know, peace of mind aspect. It's just really incredible that we have this one device that we can use for so many different things to help support, you know, in something like what you're doing, which is you've got a lot of stresses coming from a lot of different angles. And, you know, Beamer can really help with all of them. So I think it's just an invaluable tool that we can help give to, you know, not only the everyday rider or the person who's, you know, at home with their horses, but for these, you know, show horses and these performance horses that are traveling and going to different places and doing different things every time. I think it's just a really incredible thing we can add to their tool belt and, you know, give them for support. So every time I hear you talk about that, it just goes through my mind what we can give them.
And we're actually seeing all kinds of different, scenarios, and our sales for the horse set are rapidly growing. And I just had an instance, I got a gentleman that I sold a horse set to after last year's Quarter Horse Congress, and he then bought another one because he's got horses in Kentucky, also in Scottsdale, and he just called me here the other day. He says, hey, he says, I got to get another unit for my horses up in Minnesota. And, I mean, he's doing that because he's literally seeing the difference of how Beamer is working and literally transforming his horses into more efficient and well-behaved animals. And so he's just ecstatic about what Beamer's doing for him. So as the word gets out, as people start seeing how Beamer is used and how effective it is in so many different areas, it's not pinpoint specific. It's working in multiple areas. And that word is getting out there, and Beamer's name is getting to be very well known in the industry. So it is like Tiff's doing, getting out there, let people see the difference. And so we're going to see this continue to grow. We're going to talk about that a little bit on our convention also. So just get out there and beam those horses.
All right. And for some reason, nobody wants to talk with us today. We have people listening, but nobody wants to talk with us. So I can talk a little bit more about, you know, what I was doing, because I was beaming those Morgans, but also when I did that, one of my bigger demos there, we had somebody that brought a couple other horses. And one was, you know, it's always interesting because it's usually with higher energy horses, you can see the most response. But this one horse, she was pretty calm. Her name was Emma, and she was very level-headed. She was very calm, and I was like, they're probably just not, you know, her head was already pretty low, and she was just kind of standing there. I was like, you know, this might not be the best horse to do because you're just not going to get to see as much of that visual response because she was already so kind of relaxed and just standing there. But it was really funny because even her, we could see those responses. You know, she relaxed even more. You know, her head dropped even more. She had kind of that hip cock, and her lips got really soft, and her bottom lip was just like flapping around. She was so relaxed, and she was so loose, and they were actually kind of making fun of her lips because she was just so relaxed. So you know, even if you think that this is, you know, that, you know, response isn't going to be quite so visual, it really still is. And it's really, like I was just telling Susie and all of you, it's really fun to watch a horse get, you know, a Beamer session. If you haven't done it, I really, really recommend you, you know, finding somebody with a unit and being able to watch that, because it's kind of what you feel is happening, but you get to just watch it level by level with the horses and watch them respond. And, you know, and they respond different the first time versus the second time, just like people do too. And so it is really a fun thing to watch. So I encourage everyone to try to watch that. I don't really have any other new stories. No. Go ahead, Nate.
Rainey, you talking about that one horse. I was at a rescue facility down in Dallas, Texas, and I was able to actually talk to the owner and the one main handler trainer there. And when I was there, I asked for probably their most problematic horse, and automatically both of them said in the same unison voice, Roger. And so anyway, I said, well, can we bring Roger out? And they did. And it was interesting. This little horse was cantankerous. He had issues. And so to find out how bad he was, I was asking my questions. And so I let them apply, you know, the blanket. And it was amazing. And the one thing that really triggered my thought was that particular horse I have to this day, and hundreds of horses that we've seen done, I have never seen a horse's lip drop so far off the bottom of his face. I mean, it was literally hanging down inches. And that horse was so relaxed. And they were both like, man, what the heck is this thing? And so we gave it about 15 minutes after the session. And I asked them to go ahead and put him on the lunge line. And it was amazing how responsive he was. And we brought him back over. And one of the things that they said is be careful because he likes to bite. And he did not do any of that. And they were absolutely amazed. So, yeah, you'll see all kinds of different reactions and relaxation come out through that animal. And just the other day I was beaming some other horses up in Minnesota. And one of the reactions was a lot of times you'll see horses' behavioral instinct to scratch. And scratch in different areas. And that's just another way that you see release. And so, I mean, there's constant things you're learning. And every horse is different. But you're never going to know how well it works until you actually get out there and start doing some sessions on some horses.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right.
I want to add to that
if I could.
Sure. So please. I know we've talked about environmental, like, stresses as far as moving from one place to the next with barns and shows and different like environmental type of aspects that can add stress to the horse. But something that, like what Nate was talking about too, something that I've really noticed lately also is the climate. So, you know, we're out here in Western Colorado, elevation is 7,500 feet where we live, but then we'll go to, you know, Montana, we'll go to Oklahoma, we'll go to different areas where the climate is different. Even the moisture in the air. So I've noticed that it's really helped with them with not only the stress of the environment and the travel and all of that, but also with the climate. Because sometimes you'll have, I mean, they're just like us. You know, some people get altitude sickness, right? So you do different things to help compensate for that. So, I mean, horses are, they operate the same way. Some horses respond to different climates more so than others do. They acclimate and some don't acclimate as well. So I've noticed that the Beamer has really made that transition a lot more smooth from one to the next. Because we can go, I mean, when we were up in Montana, it was cold. And when we were up in Wyoming, you know, 4 months ago, when we were in Rock Springs, Wyoming, it got real, real cold. And we blanketed all the horses and we beamed them. And then, I mean, they just did so good. Sometimes that can be hard on stuff and the muscles and the joints and everything. Just, it just helps overall with that health and making that transition a lot more smooth.
Yeah, Tish, that's actually something I never really thought about. But, yeah, when you're traveling from all those different places, you have some extreme temperature change. I mean, this is kind of – it reminds me a little bit of the Ram guys, the Race Across America bicyclists who went across the, you know, U.S. and they would be, you know, on snow-capped mountains, you know, in the morning, and then in a, you know, in the desert, in the heat, you know, later that afternoon or that night. So yeah, that definitely with that, you know, extreme climate change is hard for our bodies to adjust to, whether we're talking about people or for animals. So that's a really great point, that if we can kind of help with the body to kind of compensate for that, that's awesome. So add one more thing to that list of all the things that Beamer can do, you know, and that's one thing that, you know, I had a lot of questions about when every time I do a, you know, any kind of a presentation where I'm doing horse or people, that's one of the questions I get is, you know, does it help with this, you know, fill in the blank, and what protocols do I do for this problem? And it, honestly, it is one of the hardest things when you're first starting Beamer to know what to do for what person and for what animal. And it's one of those hardest things to learn, that there isn't really protocols and there isn't really a thing you do for a specific problem. But at the same time, once you kind of get more comfortable with it, you realize that's really one of the greatest things about Beamer, because it isn't designed for these five specific problems or these five specific symptoms or these five specific diseases. It's designed to help, you know, help support the body at such a base level that it helps with, you know, almost everything, as we know. And so it's not, you're not spending these, you know, $4,000 to $5,000 on this machine that only helps with five things. You know, it's one of these things where it helps with the body so systemically, that's one of the greatest things about it. And like I said, it's one of the hard things when you're first starting, because that's what everyone wants to know. How does it help with this specific problem, and how do I use it for this specific symptom? But once you get used to it, you realize that's really the, you know, it's one of its greatest things. So I want to just make sure to talk about that, because I know that's a hard thing when people are starting. Nate, were you going to add to that?
And that's just one thing. Dr. Burka has always said that Beamer is a medical device, but we as IBDs do not give medical advice. So that's why it's so interesting, where we need to follow the basic plan, because everybody will try to pinhole you into what does it do for this? What does it do for that? It's understanding, mm-hmm. This is a medical, it's a profound medical device. Therefore, if you're not an actual clinical person, we do not give advice. It's just do the session and let it work. And just make it simple. And the facts are, It is increasing blood flow, allowing oxygen and nutrients to be delivered, carbon dioxide and waste to be eliminated, creating healthy cells. Healthy cells support all the different systems of the body. That's all we need to say. And if you do that, you're going to be safe within the guidelines of being compliant. So, and I love the fact, Tiff, that you said that, you know, understanding altitude sickness, because I had it one time. And just as much as what we're dealing with in our own bodies, horses are dealing with the same thing. And that's why I have some friends that they do elk hunting, and they take their horses here from Indiana, and they go out 3 days early to help their horses get acclimated to the thin air and the altitude and everything else that's going on. Otherwise, it's really hard on their bodies. So Understanding all the different ways of using the Beamer to help support that optimal health for the animal, it's just priceless. So thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, it's more common than you think, honestly. So, yeah, it's hard for them to transition, just like us. So it's good to do that for sure.
Absolutely. You know, and something to add to Nate, what you were just saying is, you know, I haven't read the brand new manual for the Go, so I don't know exactly what it says in there. But in the old manual, one of the things that I took from that I'd read, you know, over and over again, and I may be switching the words a little bit, but the gist of it was, it's more important to do Beamer, whether you're talking about for a person or for a horse, it's more important to do it daily and regularly than it is to do any specific intensity. And this is something I tell a lot of new people, because they really want to know, like, what number do I do today and what number do I do for this problem? And that's the thing I would just tell them, that it's more important that you do this, you know, start slow, start low, go slow, and do this regularly and do this every day to really get this whole, you know, to get your body retrained rather than what worrying about what specific number you're on every specific day. So if you're following that plan and you're starting low and going slow, you can't do wrong. So, all right. Well, we don't have anyone else to chat with that wants to talk with us, and we're at the end of the half an hour. So I'm going to just send it around and have any final words from who we've gotten. We'll actually probably get you out of here on time for today. All right, Tiff, any final words for today?
I like you said, Rainey, that's very, very smart thing to say, because it is. It's low and slow and repetition. And also, I just wanted to say, too, that it's a gradual change, because you don't even realize how many maybe ailments your horses have or we people have, because it happens gradually. And the Beamer also happens gradually. So we're dealing, and you'll slowly start to see some things kind of just go to the wayside or improve drastically. So that's really great advice. I'm going to use that. Anyway, great to be here this week, and I am so thankful that I have all of you. Beamer's been so good to me, and I'm just looking forward to the nice, fun weekend riding and getting back at it.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Tiff, for coming on. I know you're busy and you're heading out, so thanks so much for taking the time. We love having you on. All right. And Nate.
Well, just Tiff, you be safe out there in your travels, and have a great show. But just to follow up on my first comment, don't forget to register for the online convention. It's not far away. We're just a few weeks away from it, and it'll be worth your while. And if you have the chance and the opportunity, understanding this is a great way to build your base, to help build camaraderie with your team. And so we have several different locations. I got people all over, but there's different home groups. I even have some that are running a hall to where they can have a larger number and still be compliant with all the health things going on. But it's a good way to build that camaraderie to pull people together. So if you have that scenario, then you can do it. It's a great way, because truly the online convention is going to be a new thing for us. But I will never forget the first convention we had here in the U.S. and finding the heartbeat and hearing the heartbeat from Peter Gleim and what this company is all about is life-changing. So you will get to hear from Peter and a lot of other great speakers. So please go out and register. It's the best $50 you'll ever spend in building your business.
Absolutely. And if you've never heard Peter Gleim speak, you're missing. He's always an inspiration to hear speak about himself and about Beamer and just about, you know, life in general, because he's been through a lot, and what he's done with Beamer and his vision for Beamer is just incredible. So that's worth the $50 alone just to listen to Peter speak about Beamer. But there is definitely so much more, and I'm always so excited about all these conventions. So I will be there, of course, and I will bring as much of my team as can come, and I encourage all of you to do the same. So, all right. And I'm really looking forward to the Friday, because we've never really done anything like that either. And now, so it's a new thing that we're doing, and now it's online. So we're adding new one to new. But I'm looking forward to the Friday sessions as well, too. So thanks so much, Nate, and the Equine, you know, board for doing all your work for all the equine parts that are going to be going on for both the Friday sessions and for the full convention. So I want to thank you guys all for all of your work that you've done for that, for all of us. And all right, on that, I'm just going to say goodbye, and we will talk to you all next Thursday. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for Recognition Friday. Otherwise, we'll talk to you all next Thursday. Thanks, everyone. Have a wonderful week. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.